Hello? Huh? The captain of the city watch. Oh, wow. I thought I smelled something nice. It's an honor, sir. Please, come in. Oh, let me get your captain coat. I mean, your coat, captain. Would you like to come into the lounge? Make yourself at home. Sorry if it's a bit of a mess. I don't know if you can tell, but I don't get visitors very often. Can I get you something to drink? All right then. So, how can I help you, sir? A beast. Around here, that's weird. Killing farm animals. Well, I wouldn't know anything about that. How did you hear about it? Did the prince send you, Captain? Oh, right, I see. So you're here on your own, then. That's very admirable of you, Captain. So, how's the city these days? I don't really get up there very much anymore. Oh, of course, officer. I should have said. I'm a hunter. I'll get my license for you if you'd like. It's signed by the prince himself. Oh, and yes, I've lived here all my life. Well, in this country, I mean. I did live in the city when I was growing up. Yes, I live by myself. I've never really got on with anyone long term. Sorry, I'm a bit of a solitary creature. I'm sure you can tell. Thank you, Captain. You're very kind. Though I must admit, sometimes I feel a little bit more at home with animals than people. So are you here to hunt the beast, sir? Well, that's very noble of you. I'm sure that everybody's glad to see that somebody's watching out for us here, sir. I'm sure the farmers must feel very safe knowing that they've got you to protect their animals. So, there wasn't anything strange about this beast, then, was there? Oh, they said that. Well, I'm sure it was very dark. It was probably just an ordinary alpine wolf they saw. Well, yes, that is true. We haven't had many wolves around here for a while. Maybe they're staying out of the beast's territory. I mean, if it existed, of course. Captain, I don't mean to be rude, but you haven't been here very long, have you? Well, it's just people who live here a while tend to pick up on some things. The prince and I have a sort of arrangement. It's only because I don't want you worrying, Captain. I just think I should tell you, well, someone should, at least. Just so you won't be bothered by it anymore. Well, the thing is, this beast, I just don't think you should worry about it. Because, how should I explain this? You're not much of a hunter around here, are you? Well, have you ever seen a predator? How about you ever heard of someone being attacked by an animal around here? Maybe you've seen how the children play outside in the woods. Ever wondered why their parents aren't worried about them? Well, I don't really want to scare you, Captain, but all of that's because there is a beast. She keeps the woods safe, and all that she asks in return is to be left alone. And okay, maybe the odd chicken every once in a while, but okay, maybe the odd sheep, too, if she's feeling very hungry. Look, Captain, the thing is, this beast, well, she's in this room. You're talking to her. Captain, I'm a werewolf. Please, Captain, don't look at me like that. This is why I didn't want to tell you, I swear. I won't hurt you. Promise I'm not a monster. I'm really sorry, I didn't mean for it to be a shock. I know the idea of a werewolf living so close to your city upsets you, sir. I can tell. I'm sorry. I can't help what I am. I think I'm a member of the community. I pay my taxes like everyone else. Play with the local kids, go to church, help out around the farms. I'm a perfectly ordinary citizen, 90% of the time. Well, the other 10%, I like to spend chasing rabbits on all fours. Nobody's perfect, right? Captain, please, what can I say to reassure you? Would you believe me if I told you I'd never hurt a human? I've lived here peacefully all my life. Most people know what I am. The prince does. He's always been kind to me. Captain, I swear to you, I have absolute control over myself in either form, even as a wolf. I'm still me. Some things are just a bit different as an animal. Look, why don't you ask me what it's like? Let me show you that I'm still the same person no matter my shape. Take, door handles, for example. Some things can be a lot trickier with claws. I can't really be dealing with all those round ones. Oh, clothes. Yeah, they can be tricky too. Fine as a wolf, it's just when I transform back is the trouble. Well, because, Captain, don't make me blush. I thought you were supposed to be scared. Does this mean you don't hate me then? You're not, maybe, flirting with me. Are you? Well, you know, it's not like I'd mind. When I turn back, I always get the weirdest feeling that I should be wearing 3 extra bras. And an insatiable craving for bacon, of course. Yes, feelings can take a while to go away after I transform back. Some things never do. Like my sense of smell. As a wolf, well, scent is how I operate, and that doesn't really go away. That's why I mentioned how you smelled when we first met. Sorry if that was a bit weird. I just do it by instinct. I could smell you were coming from miles away, but I wasn't really sure who you were. Everyone smells different, you see. Okay. You smell of steel. Leather. Armor polish and masculinity. That's a smell I can recognize, especially around this time of the year. And, well, I have to say, that one's very strong on you. Captain, of course I'm not flirting. Captain, please, don't make me blush. I'm not an animal. I don't get in heat. Definitely don't feel a little. What? No, nothing. Carry on. What were you asking me? Oh, about the prince. Yes, we're friends. We grew up together. I was his loyal companion. Captain, not a dog, a silver-backed alpine wolf. With a good pedigree, too. But, well, yes, I was the princess. I used to enjoy spending time as a wolf. What's wrong with that? We did plenty of fun things together. We went hunting, took long walks. He even let me sleep on his bed and taught me a few. Well, we had fun. Captain, don't be silly. Of course he didn't train me. I mean, I'm a werewolf. It's not like that'd ever work on me. He'd never try anything like that. Anyway, sorry, I've been distracted. Let me just go get my hunter's license and you can be on your way, officer. No, it's just through. What did he say that for? Well, I just felt like sitting back down. What was I doing? Oh, yes, license. It's not like even if he did train me, it'd still work on me as a human. I mean, that'd be... Please, stop it. I don't want to sit down on the floor. I'm trying to get something. No, this is so embarrassing. It's like that meeting with the prince all over again. It's terrible. He's always trying to embarrass me in front of people, and now you're doing it too. I should have known something was up with all those free treats. Hey, what are you doing with my slipper? Put it down. Don't even...
I got it.
Okay, I let go. Can I get up now? God, this is so embarrassing. You can't do this to me. I won't follow your commands like some pet puppy. I'm a noble mountain wolf. My father was the leader of his pack. And his father was... What are you doing? Hey, don't... No! Stop. Don't treat me like I'm a good puppy. No, I'm not shaking my butt. No, that's not it. I don't know any more commands. I don't know any tricks. I'm a werewolf. I'm not gonna... I mean, I meant to say something else. We've already shaken hands. I just did that because I wanted to. I don't want to lie down. Please, don't say roll over. I hate doing this as a human. This is so embarrassing. Don't you dare start rubbing my... No, no, stop. I hate belly rubs. No, don't call me that. I'm not a good girl. Stop, just... No, I'm not licking your pant leg. What's this? No, I'm not sniffing your... It's just... No, I'm not wagging. I'm not... I'm totally not in heat or anything. Can I just rest my head your lap? Not for any reason, really. Captain, I think you're in heat. That's definitely something nice. Can I just nuzzle into you? Your lap's just really comfy. Totally not trying to lose myself in your scent. Sorry, sir. My tongue just starts doing that on its own. Yes, sir, I'm sitting. What would you like me to do next? Undress. I don't know that command. Okay, I guess my human brain knows that one. Of course, sir. You're right, sir. Puppies don't need clothes. I'll take all of them off immediately, sir. I did it, sir. I took all my clothes off, like you said. Am I a good girl? Am I? Thank you, sir. Do I get head pats? No, thank you, master. This puppy loves the rewards you give her. Puppy loves her nice new owner. Puppy's so hungry. She can smell something really, really yummy. Please, master. Won't you give this hungry puppy a tasty bone to suck on? My silly puppy paws can't get through the nasty zipper. And she wants it so bad. Please, master. Please help your silly puppy. I'm begging you. Oh, thank you, master. Wow. The bone looks delicious, master. Can I lick it? Just a few licks. Can I? Yay, thank you. Mm. Poppy loves her new sock toy. Please, let me put on my mouth master. So good. Such a tasty bun. In her schlappy mouth, so nice. Puppy tastes something even better. This is master leaking pre-cum. Don't worry, Puppy knows what to do. Yes, Master, I'm listening. Okay, Master. Puppy will show your tail. There it is, Master. Puppy loves showing you her waggy tail. Does Master want to give Puppy another treat? Oh, please, Master. Aren't I a good girl? Puppy needs your bone inside her. Please, Master, this bitch is in heat. It's true, Master. I'm totally in heat. Look at how wet I am. Puppy needs to be bred. It's that time of year when Puppy gets so horny. And I've never, ever been bred like that before. Please, Master. You're my owner now. And Puppy wants puppies. Okay, thank you, Master. I feel so good. Fuck. This puppy loves being bred. Thank you, Master. Thank you for telling me how much you want to free me. Master, please. Puppy wants it deeper. Puppy wants to feel it in her womb. Oh, please, Master. Bring me properly. Pretend you're a doggy like me. Rub me wild like a wild animal. I'm in heat for you. Oh, my Bessie is so desperate for your cock. Please, bring me. Make me your bitch. Yes, Master. That's it. Tear me apart. Stretch me out. Mold my pussy to your shape. So only you'll be able to rip me. Make me yours, Master. You make me feel so good. Thank you for being my master. Please, tell me. Oh, I am a good girl. Oh, puppy, love me, you breather. Oh, he loves pleasing her master. Master, more, go faster. I need rooting. I don't do it like a silly human would. I want you to breed me, grab my head. Do it, master. Pull me a hair. Push my womb up into my fucking guts. Look at my insides. Ruin me. Yes. Oh, master, please, yes. Oh, drive me crazy. On your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, my pussy's on fire. Oh, my God. My hand is melting. I can't think anymore. Just breed. Please. Breed. Breed me. Please, I have to get bread. Please. That's all that matters. Must get pregnant. Breed me. I want your kids. Puppies. Whatever. Knock me up. Right fucking now. I don't care anymore. Must breed. Must get big and pregnant. That's all I need. Oh, please, master. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Get me pregnant. Oh, breed me. Like the bitch in heat I am. I can't take it anymore. Come inside me, master. Please, please, please. Feed your sick pudding cum into my fucking womb. I'm gonna come. As you breed me. I'm gonna come. As you fill me up and fertilize me. Yes, God, please. Please. Yes, yes, yes. Please, 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 please. Oh my God, fuck! I love you, master. You brought me. You brought your horny little puppy. Please, master, don't pull out yet. You need to stay inside me and make me breathe in all your musk. That's the most important part, breeding me. Me with your scent. I'm yours forever. You brought me, master. I can feel it all inside me. Thank you. Thank you. I love you, master. Promise to be with me forever.